birds behaving badly. Tanya Luce is from BirdLife Australia, and I'm not sure if she behaves that badly, maybe, but she has joined me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Gav.
As our bird expert, mean birds, bully birds, is that a thing?
Yeah, look, it is a thing. Birds, they act more than instinctively. They're actually highly intelligent, and they respond to their environment and to other birds, to situations that humans create, like the provision of rubbish or the provision of certain gardens and certain aspects in our garden. Like, for example, I had a good friend of mine said, Tanya, look, all I've got in my garden are wattle birds and they drive away all the other birds. Mm-hmm. How can I get rid of the wattle birds? And I said, okay, tell me about your garden. What's it like? And he said, well, I've planted about 60 large grevillea bushes, and the whole of the garden is pretty much grevilleas with large flowers. So that's the absolute favourite food of a wattle bird. So what he's done is create the perfect habitat for wattle birds, and then the wattle birds have gone, well, this is just about the best thing we've ever seen, and then they drive away the other birds. So you kind of need to look back at the chain of events that may have led to that bird's behaviour.
Right. I've heard they get drunk on some of the stuff they do. And, of course, when people have too much, I'm going to say bourbon, right, they behave badly. Is this the equivalent of wattle birds getting on the bourbons?
No. And, look, it does sound facetious and silly that birds getting drunk, but they do. Lorikeets will get drunk on when there's a big mass blossoming event. With gum blossoms, sometimes the nectar ferments a bit and the lorikeets literally get, you know, tipsy. And so there's even more falling about and screeching and stuff. And they, I think, like humans, I think they enjoy it.
I saw, I'm not sure if it was a crow or a raven. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was a raven, but pulling garbage out of bins. What's going on there? Is it just as simple as them trying to set up their own buffet?
Oh, definitely. It's called opportunistic behaviour. So basically, ravens are extremely intelligent and they look at a situation, they suss out whether or not they can access the bins and they learn that there's food in there and they actually tackle it. And there's actually a project in, I think, in the whole of the East Coast at the moment, looking at cockatoos, who also can behave pretty badly, and they've learnt to open wheelie bin lids and get in there. And so there's actually researchers studying that at the moment.
Cockatoos.
And so this kind, yeah. So it's really a sign of intelligence. If they can take advantage of something like human waste, then that just shows that they've got the ability to learn. It's not just instinct.
And the ability to, I don't know, adapt and survive as well. There was one type of bird, though, I'd sort of hinted at this before, and people associate them with clocks, but they can also behave in a manner that, well, again, as I said, if it's a person, you'd probably not approve.
Are you talking about cuckoos?
The cuckoo clock, of course.
Yeah, well, they're known as a brood parasite. So you've got a brood of eggs, so they're an egg parasite. So we get about maybe 5 or 6 species in Western Victoria. They come down from up north. And, yes, they do behave badly in terms of all the birds that are in this area. They will eject an egg from the nest and lay their own egg in there and force the parents, who are often way smaller than the cuckoo, to raise its young for it. And they just nick off and mate with another bird, and possibly lay another egg in another nest, and they never actually raise their own young.
As I said, if that was a person, we would certainly look down our nose at that sort of behaviour.
And they've been doing it for so many millions of years that their egg, the pattern, the colour and the patterns on the egg actually closely match that of the species that they're laying their egg into, their host species. And so it's a relationship over millions of years, and that's just what they do. That's how they roll.
I was going to say who, because I'm referring to the birds. We can say who. Who is usually duped by this? What type of birds are the ones that tend to be raising most of the cuckoos?
Look, unfortunately, it's quite a lot of birds. So it's like thornbills, all the little thornbills. They're the small brown birds. There's a few different species in this region. Honeyeaters, lots of different honeyeaters. Fantails, grey fantails, willy wagtails. Red wattlebirds, they get tricked as well. And so each of these different groups have different cuckoos that will, as it's called, parasitize them. So it's a big thing in the Australian bush.
What does a cuckoo look like, just so that people can see these bad behaviour birds in action?
Oh, look, they're hard to see. You're more likely to hear them. So some of them, there's one that has this trill that goes, and that's a fantailed cuckoo that I'm always, people are sending me a call on their phone going, what is this? What is this? And then there's the pallid cuckoo and it goes, beep, 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 beep. And it just goes on and on all day. And so the thing about cuckoos, it's monotonous, but it's also ventriloquial. So you go and look for it, you can't see it. And so they call really still because they don't want to bring attention to themselves because all the birds that they hassle come and mob them. So mobbing is like attacking but not really hurting them. They hassle them and try and drive them away. So the adult birds, they get tricked by the egg, but when they see an adult cuckoo, they hate them. They absolutely hate them. They know that there's something wrong with them. And so, but to answer your question about what they look like, we've got the smallest cuckoos in the world, and they're the bronze cuckoos, and they're beautiful, tiny, sort of shimmery green birds, all the way up to larger brown and white things. And then you get the huge coal cuckoo that does this really mournful cry, and they're all black.
What about squatter birds? They're not necessarily doing the thing of leaving an egg. They're actually holus bolus, just kicking the other bird out. That happens a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, like for a holo competition.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You'll get things like rosellas. So it takes 150 years in many cases for a holo to form. And if there's a lot of competition, some of the tougher birds will boot other birds out. Now, there's some anecdotal reports of cockies, like sulfur-crested cockatoos, booting out and competing with hollows with the gangang cockatoos, which are a really quiet, lovely grey cockatoo, which is much more rare. And so there'll be fights at the hollows. I don't know if it'll happen after the eggs are laid. I think it's just when the nesting is about to happen. There's not so much kicking out. Unfortunately, there are some reports of Indian miners or common miners might boot out parrots from a hollow so that they can, and they'll chuck the eggs out of the nest so that they can lay in there. That's pretty bad behaviour, I think.